It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Belle Plaine volleyball and wrap up the Lady Plainsmen season with the head coach for Belle Plaine, April Kressley. And Coach, your team finishes up 27-13, a regular season conference championship, a postseason conference championship, got all the way to the regional semis before you ran into a good Springville team. Your thoughts overall on your team season?
This really has been an amazing year. You know, Thursday night, it's never fun to lose and for it to be the end. But it was a different loss on Thursday night because we have such a great future ahead. And this has been such a great group of girls to work with. They are so incredibly coachable, each and every one of them. And I think that's where we got where we were at.
Well, you only have one senior on your roster, Macy Dodd. What can you say about your one graduating player?
You know, Mace is a very quiet leader, but did an amazing job throughout the season. Her and Kieran Holmberg actually kind of battled for that position, and they both knew weekly I was always reviewing stats and making sure that I was putting people in the correct position, and she continued to battle and work hard to be better all season long. She was a captain for us this year and was very deserving of that award as well, and then finished off the conference with the award of first team all conference libero, and that was great for her as well.
Very good. First team all conference libero. She finished with 397 digs. She led you in that category. So obviously you'll need to replace her and her senior leadership, of course, but there's so much talent here. Like you said, she was trying to hold off another gal for Kieran for that position, so she would probably slide into that spot. I mean, you got so much talent coming back with Philippi and Tegler and Mandy Chizik, we've talked a lot about as a freshman. There's got to be some excitement for this team going into next year.
Yeah, there absolutely is, you know, and our community became really excited when they started seeing how much success and how well we were doing, how fun we were to watch. And a lot of the comments I've received in the last 4 or 5 days is, man, you've got a lot of young girls. You guys are going to be fun next year. And that's very truthful. The good thing is we are very young, so they'll continue to push each other and make each other better, too. So, you know, Kieran comes back, definitely, but I think she already knows there's probably 2 or 3 younger girls that are right on her heels as well.
Well, you got Nicola Philippi, who was like one of the top leaders in kills in the entire state in 1A. She finished, it was 438. Alyssa Tegler had a solid season as your number two hitter. She's only a sophomore, 274 kills. What are you looking for both of them next year to even trying to get even better and continue to try to improve?
Yeah, those two girls worked so hard in the off season, and in their minds, that's where they're at right now. You know, we're already looking ahead at that 2020 season, and she, both Nicola and Alyssa are already committed to playing club volleyball. That makes a huge difference to continue to play at a faster speed and just continue to get better. You know, I've talked to both of them. Nicola was a captain already this season. I have no doubt that she'll continue to be a great leader for us next season and throughout the off season leading up. I think Alyssa Tegler came a long ways. I was very excited when I saw her in the gym already in June, and then as the season progressed, she just continued to get better and better, stronger too. So all things are great for our future, that's for sure.
And I don't think volleyball it was on our radar when she first came to Belle Plaine, but it's got more and more there. Of course, I know her dad, the AD, of course, Mark Tegler, and he was telling me the other day, it's like, you know, yeah, Alyssa is now, she's now playing club volleyball, but I don't think that was there when she first came to high school.
No, definitely, you know, with her height, and her dad was a good basketball player too, and she'd played a lot of basketball, and so I think that was a big focus. But the more she got involved with volleyball, that, you know, we run an AU program here, and she got involved with that, and I think she just kept it getting better, and it got to be more and more fun, and I think this is just a little bit more up her alley now. So it's a lot of fun because she puts a lot of work into it to become a better player.
Well, Mark had it his way. It would be cross country and track.
Possibly.
But
you know, the good thing is about our program, you know, in our school district, we all are really great about supporting our kids no matter what sport they choose. You know, I had sometimes it happens where they play volleyball for me, and I say, well, if you're not going to play volleyball, go run cross country. You know, continue to make yourself a better athlete for whatever you have next to come. So.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I love that. And, of course, Mark, nothing but supportive now, and she's just an incredible volleyball talent who's, mm-hmm. I think, only starting to begin her career. We've talked a lot about Chizik as a setter, Mandy as a freshman. I mean, she didn't play like one, though, this year for you.
She really didn't. You know, June 1st we started, and we started doing some open gyms just for our setters, and she was one of them. And I didn't know till then. And she just has grown so much, and in the knowledge department of volleyball, she has learned so much, and her defense continues to get better. I knew she had the hands to do it, but could she run it? Could she play defense at the speed? You know, in the front line, could she block? Could she pick up balls when we needed her to? And she stepped up and continued to get better as the season went on with that.
And then another freshman, Grace Bean, who was a good offensive player for you, but second on the team in blocks behind Tegler. Tegler at 88, Grace had 56 blocks. That's tremendous. Philippi also with 53. You know, there's nothing but talent everywhere for you.
Yeah. Grace, we knew could be a really good asset for us coming in, and she continued to learn and continue to get better. And her last 3 to 4 weeks of our season, she was really shining, just like we needed her to. And she's another one that works really hard in the off season. She's already, you know, at club tryouts, and she's already committed to playing club. And she works really hard to become a better volleyball player as well all the time. She's going to be a very, very important role going forward as time goes.
So with a lot of stuff coming back next year, you'll probably be the preseason favorite in the conference. A lot of expectations, obviously. That's a good thing in many respects. What's your priorities here in the offseason to try and make this team better? And obviously the goal, go further in the regionals.
Yeah, we definitely have some big goals. We're going to make a trip down to Cedar Rapids next week as a team. Just I want them to get that vibe of what's going on and what they're missing out on a little bit. As much as it hurts, I want them to feel that so they have even more drive for next season. So that's where we should be 100%. Each and every one of them will participate in our AU volleyball program here that I run. And then they'll also, several of them, are trying out for a club, which is another higher level play. And I love that they go do that. And they also play with their teammates in the AU club too. So we'll continue to work throughout the winter, and then come summer, you know, that June 1st rolls around and we're ready to get after it right away. We will be young. We will have some higher expectations. So it will be a different vibe for that, because this year there wasn't a lot of expectations from us, you know, and I think that's why it was so fun to surprise people. So next year will be different. They'll have to hold their ground and continue to get better.
Yeah, you won't be creeping up on anybody next year.
Nope, I don't think so. I think people know of our past great season we had this year, and they'll be ready for us. So that means we have to continue to get better and smarter and learn a few more tricks up our sleeves to get a little faster and things like that. So, yeah, lots of work to do in the offseason.
Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
April Kressley, head coach for Belle Plaine Volleyball, joining us here on Coach's Corner on 1410 KGRN.